Blog Talk Radio.
Food Fun Nation Radio, brought to you by foodfunnation.com. Chef Sean and Tech Rob bringing you another Food Fun-filled Blog Talk Radio episode. Food Fun Nation, where we celebrate food with you. From the chef's tested recipes to foodie news, restaurant insider info to small talk, we do it all for you. Now pull up a seat to the chef's table and let's dig into this hot and spicy episode live from the chef's studio. Call in at 1-347-677-1646 or live chat with us on the radio page. And go give us a like on our Facebook fan page at Food Fun Nation. We are now on the air with the culinary hosts that know the most. Take it away, guys.
Hello, Food Nation. It's Rob, Radio Rob, getting used to the new name. Well, it's the first show of the year. Did you get what you want for Christmas and make your New Year's resolutions? I did the usual, slow down on my drinking, eat more, work more, clean the house, you know, same old. But I'll probably only do about two of those four things. I did the usual Christmas with and spent it with the chef this year, made some memories, and played it safe, really feeling my age. Well, for New Year's, yeah, I played it safe. I didn't go out. I had my usual get-together at home, and that shut down early, way before midnight, and I ended up going to my neighbors and watching hockey until I passed out way before midnight. Anyways, that was that. We'll find out how the chef got through his New Year's. According to social media, he tied a couple on. So what happens when you overindulge, you get hungover. Well, this show is about foods that will help remedy the hangover. Plus articles the chef shared with me throughout the week. I guess he was a bit nervous that my show wasn't going to get made or long enough or whatever. And he just can't help but stay working when he's bored at home. So that's probably no lie. But he shared me some articles that I put in the article because he was right. He's called it. I really wasn't ready, and I was planning on one day. And one day became the next day. Chef shared with me Okay, speaking of the chef, is working on his time off. Speaking of the chef, let's get him fired up and get going. Hey, chef. Wow.
Fired up? I'm always fired up. What are you talking about? I'm always fired up. How's it going?
Not bad. I was noticing in some wrestling chats there that you were pretty hammed on New Year's.
Yeah, I was juiced up. I was good to go. That was the first time in 6 months I've been drunk.
Yeah,
well,
I think so. Well, we
5 months.
We didn't get very far on Christmas.
No, not at all. Pretty calm on Christmas, and then I let her rip on New Year's Eve for the first time in 5 months, and now I'm good for a while.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. So yeah, and about yeah, I just. No, I wasn't worried about you not doing your show. That's on you. That's not on me anymore. I just sit back for the ride. But if stuff shows up on my Facebook feed, I'll just send it to you. Like, I don't look for stuff. It pops up on my Facebook.
Yeah, I understand.
News feed. I don't have
those.
And I'm like, oh, I'll just send it to you. Well, what you can do is you can add all those things that I send you. You can add it to Facebook, and it'll pop up on your news feed also. Then it makes your life a lot easier. Because then stuff just, the show makes itself when it pops up.
Very true. It kind of did. I thought you were going to make me do another McDonald's show. Because
no.
Two of the three articles that you sent were related to McDonald's.
Well, that's Facebook newsfeed.
Yeah. still
unpredictable. You never know.
I know you're not a hockey fan. Yeah. I know you're not a hockey fan or a big hockey fan, but I know you live in Canada and shit. But are you following Team Canada?
No. You called it.
No,
I'm
I didn't.
How are they doing?
I don't know either. I just I guess it was game.
So let me get this right. Wait, time out. Let me get this right. You basically ask me, since you're the hockey fan, you ask me how Team Canada is doing, expecting I would answer it.
No, I was expecting you to be wondering and questioning if you knew. And I was
But you didn't.
You didn't know.
But you didn't. That's the funny part.
Well, Randy's trying to keep me in touch with all of it, but Randy's at work, and so he can't help me out with this one right now.
Let me rewind a bit about football. Football's still going. Dallas won last night on their wild card spot, so they got a wild card spot. They beat, I forget who the hell they were against, but they beat them last. Seattle. They beat Seattle Seahawks. So that's a good thing.
Randy's
but I'm 9-6-1, so it's up to you. Basically, I'm leaving it up to you because I was trying to get 10 wins to go to the playoffs. It's up to you. Does that tie I got, does that make it enough for me to continue on this year, my football picks? It's your call.
Well, a tie is counting as a finisher. Like you predicted, they may get it to the end, and the tie game is the end of the game, so why not?
Okay.
I would count
because
as a tie as a point.
Well, so some teams make it to the playoff with, like, seven wins, eight wins. It depends on the other teams losing, right? But, yeah, I was trying to shoot for 10. That was my magic number. But, okay, well, then I'll pick there's a game today, I believe, at 1. Chicago versus Eagles, I believe. I'm going to go for Chicago Bears. They're doing awesome. Since I haven't seen them do this well since, like, the 80s. Remember when they were huge in the 80s? The Chicago Bears, and they did refrigerator Perry, and they did the wrestling stuff, and there was a Super Bowl shuffle.
Yeah, they were involved in a lot of stuff. And they made Saturday Night Live characters make fun of them.
The Bears.
So they were popular. The Bears. Yeah.
And the Bears.
Not really make fun of them, but pay homage to them.
I'll make fun of Chicago more than anything.
Yeah.
Okie dokie, let's go.
Okay. All right, so hangover food from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia. Hangover food consists of foods and dishes that have been described as having a theoretical potential for easing or alleviating the symptoms associated with the hangover. While recommendations and folk cures for foods and drinks to relieve hangovers, symptoms abound. Hangover foods have not been scientifically proven to function as a remedy or cure for their hangover. The history. Various folk medicines, remedies exist for hangovers. The ancient Romans, on the authority of Pliny the Elder, favored raw owl's eggs or fried canary as a hangover remedy, while the prairie oyster, restorative, introduced at the 1878 Paris World Exposition, calls for the raw egg yolk mixed with Worcestershire sauce.
Oh, Worcestershire sauce. Everybody says that word wrong. It drives me crazy. Worcestershire.
Tabasco sauce. Salt and pepper. By 1938, the Ritz-Carlton Hotel provided a hangover remedy in the form of a mixture of Coca-Cola and milk. Coca-Cola itself having been invented by some accounts as a hangover remedy. Alcoholic writer Ernest Hemingway relied on tomato juice and beer. Other purported hangover cures included cocktails such as the Bloody Mary or black velvet, consisting of equal parts champagne and stout. In 1957, a survey by American folklorists found widespread belief in the efficacy of heavy fried foods, tomato juice, and sexual activity. Yeah, sex can cure a hangover. Good job. All right, and you're up with the 25 foods.
Well, dude, just in the chat, we have Wayne joining us from Feeding Frenzy, Thunder Bay Dining Scene. Yeah, he's just mentioning, let me get to it. He said, hangover food specials have been trending in Thunder Bay, burgers, poutines, and breakfast. And, yeah, those are three staples no matter no matter what in Thunder Bay, it seems. Eh? We're a very meat potatoes kind of town. But, yeah. Poutines rock when you're hungover. I agree with that one. And breakfast. You can't go wrong with breakfast. I like breakfast for supper.
A poutine a day keeps it.
Yeah, I agree with him. He craves the grease. Yeah, I agree. Like anything fast food, too, seems to be good when you're hungover. A big double greasy cheesy burger or something.
Cheese burger and a poutine.
And we'll leave that at that.
Okay.
Yikes. The guy's blood, are you like all cholesterol or what?
Pretty much. Everybody says they're surprised I'm
and alcohol.
Fat. Yep. I'm hardly ever hungover. I don't stay up long enough to drink enough to get hungover anymore.
Well, that's a good thing. Foods for a hangover cure ranked. Stock these foods for an easier Sunday morning, sans the headache, nausea, and cotton mouth. Although mankind has searched for a hangover cure for millennia, literally miserable mornings after recorded after ancient and Middle Ages is far proved elusive. Although there's no magic hangover cure that deletes the effects of overindulgence, science has shown that nutrients in certain foods can make you feel better ASAP. Below, we picked some favorites. The article did, preventing a hangover. Let's see here. Let's get right into it now. What does that say? 251% milk? Is that what that says?
Oh, no.
No,
number 25.
Number 25. Whoa. I'm like, that's a lot of percent milk.
Yeah.
Although pre-gaming your night out with a glass of milk may seem a little odd.
Yes.
When you're feeling wide-eyed and bushy-tailed the next morning, you'll be glad you did. Why milk? Because of its protein and fat content, like we just discussed, fat is amazing when you're hungover. The beverage and other foods rich and those nutrients line the stomach and slow the absorption of alcohol, which prevents a hangover the following morning. Good to know. Everybody's scared to mix the dairy though with it, eh? Like thinking the old hurdle in the stomach.
I would be.
But what doctor says is good for you. Let's go for it. Pickles, because pickles are good any time. Come on. Because the cucumbers are pickled in salt-filled liquid. Munching on them can help keep nasty hangovers at bay. Think of them edible Gatorade. They're filled with the same hangover-fighting electrolyte, sodium, that makes the drink so effective. Here, you don't have Gatorade. Suck on a pickle. Good luck, buddy. Nuts. Native Americans claim that eating almonds could protect the body against intoxication and prevent hangovers, and modern-day experts concur. Thanks to their healthy fats and protein, nuts like almonds and walnuts, which are two of the best nuts for weight loss, can slow the absorption of alcohol and keep those nasty next morning symptoms at bay. As an expert, grab a handful before you hit the bars. It's also good when you're drinking. I find something salty. It's good when you're drinking, so that's what I would do. Go ahead and munch at the bar.
The
salt will double
it?
your hangover prevention.
Doesn't it make
you
buy
might drink more too. It might make you drink more too. I don't know. It's just a good mix.
I think that was Eastside Mario's idea with the peanut.
I don't know. Are you just assuming?
Yeah, I'm assuming.
Yeah, that's what I figured. I don't know. I loved when Eastside Mario's used to have the all you can eat peanuts. That was awesome. Throw the shells on the floor. That was kind of cool. Spinach, the leafy greens are loaded with folic acid, sulfur, and vitamin C, all nutrients that help ward hangover symptoms. It's not too late pregame with a spinach salad. Spinach, rich in fiber, which helps you feel fuller longer. A burger, like we said, fat. Before placing your order, your first beer, ask your waiter for a big, juicy burger. The combination of the fat and protein from the meat will ensure the alcohol doesn't hit you too hard and ward off tomorrow's nasty hangover. There you go. Pear juice. Asians researched that the secret to waking up without pounding kegs is to consume Asian pear juice before the party begins. Good luck finding that. Well, it might be easier than I think.
Yeah.
I never looked for it, so who knows. Blueberries. You may be tempted to reach for the meds, but medicating with vitamins from whole foods, blueberries in particular, is much better. Blueberries are just like the super fruit anyway. They're always good for everything, antioxidants and all that. In fact, you think each sweet little blueberry is a pill. That'll make you feel a whole lot better. Oregon State University took a look at over 400 compounds for their ability to boost the immune system, and the study revealed blueberries as a standout due to a compound called, I'm not even going to try to pronounce that, goodbye Pepto-Bismol, hello, whatever the compound name is. That's a good one. I'm not even going to attempt that word. Go for it.
Potestably.
Want to try it?
But I think that...
Yeah, that's what I thought. No, everybody calm down. Rob is not having a mild stroke on air, just so you know.
Red ginseng tea. I was looking at Pepto-Bismol and that word, and it's like, yeah, makes sense. But go ahead.
Oh, maybe. Red ginseng tea, 2014 Korean study found that consuming a little less than half a cup of red ginseng beverage, like tea, can fight off induced fatigue, stomach pain, and thirst more effectively than equal amounts of H2O. Hmm. Did not know that. Soy protein shake. Casein may sound like something weirdos pop on viral YouTube videos, but actually it's a magic hangover helper. The amino acids help break down the toxins left behind the alcohol and the soy in the single food highest in it. Opt for a soy protein shake. Tofu smoothie, or that's not going to happen. That sounds gross. That one should be deleted. Oatmeal. I can back oatmeal. I'll eat oatmeal 4 times a week, easy. Fight back against morning after anxiety with a hot bowl of soothing oats. Massachusetts Institute of Technology study found that eating starchy carbohydrates like oatmeal can improve mood. Wow, good to know. Guacamole. I love guacamole anytime.
Yeah, I don't.
Let me see how I'm doing on time here. Yeah, okay. I'm just going to go through them more quick now.
That's what I thought.
Give me 1 second. I got to get back to my notes. Lemon water is a suggestion. Well, lemon water is good anytime. Also, I like lemon water with the actual real lemon, not the fake lemon. Not fake lemon juice, but in a bottle. Tomato juice, another good one. I love tomato juice and clamato anytime. I used to find that used to be my go-to for hangovers. I'd have a 2 eggs over easy, and of course you got to have the greasy bacon, hash browns, toast, and the go-to, a huge glass of tomato juice for some reason. Or what would be better than tomato juice? That V8 juice, because it has tons of vegetables in it.
Yeah.
That would give you a huge boost for a hangover.
Yeah.
And it would be way better for your body. Your body would absorb all those veggies and say, give me energy, right? That would put you back on your feet. Coconut water, they're suggesting, watermelon, turmeric, sports drink. I don't know if sports drinks are ever good for you. Green tea, guava, honey, Greek yogurt, ginger, asparagus, eggs, and the number one go-to hangover food, bananas, because the potassium in it. Good to know.
And it's also good for circulation. I was told about that. Because I get very crampy thighs in the morning. When I wake up, I can barely walk some mornings because my legs tied into knots. And I found out, I looked it up, and it's because of no circulation, and they say potassium is good for that. I thought I was waiting for bananas. Okay, so I'm up with Donut fries are reportedly coming to McDonald's breakfast menu soon. This is one of the articles that Sean found for me. From thefoodbeast.com. McDonald's may be kicking off the new year with the addition of a hot breakfast treat. Their own take on donut fries. According to Business Insider, who obtained leaked internal documents from fast food giant, they will be limited time offer sometime around February. You can order the donut sticks, as they're called, by the half a dozen. A half a dozen bundled with a small coffee or a full dozen. This seems to play against Dunkin' Donuts. I'm assuming Dunkin'. Didn't finish the word. Who took a bite out of McDonald's breakfast market recently with the addition of their two donut fries. The leaked donut sticks are similarly priced, with the half a dozen bundle and coffee going for $2. The half dozen on their own pricing at $1.30, and a dozen selling at $2.40. It confirmed this could be a big new value item for McDonald's that would make it an even bigger player in the fast food break time game. McDonald's representatives did not confirm any information on the leaked documents, telling Food Beast in a statement to expect more delicious, creative news to come in 2019. And another one.
I think that's awesome. Yeah. Donut fries, and that would be awesome hangover food with a huge cup of coffee. My favorite coffee, my go-to coffee, some people might agree or disagree, is McDonald's coffee. I'm down. That's amazing. That's my number. Well, it's just whatever. You just go there and ask for double coffee, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. To me, it's the best
coffee
in town.
They call their coffee menu the McCafe. That's the name of the coffee menu in the cafe.
It's the best coffee in town. I love it. A lot cheaper than Starbucks and Timmy's, too.
We have Bonhoof coffee.
Yeah, that Bonhoof. That's okay.
It's seen in other places. We're not the only place that has it. We had our own coffee, and people, I don't know, I guess they found that Bonhoof's organic and all that, and we're doing this whole organic stuff. Steroid-free beef, steroid-free eggs, this, that, and the other thing. So now we've got a organic coffee. Anyways, white cheesecake M&Ms are back for Valentine's Day from Delish.com. Valentine's Day has come early for M&M fans. For a limited time, white cheesecake M&Ms are back and exclusively sold at Walmart. The white chocolate cheesecake flavored candies are ideal for filling up your desktop candy bowl at work or for taking any Valentine's Day parties you attend. Per the description on Walmart's website, the M&Ms come in a pretty white, pink, and yellow, perfect for the Valentine's season. Based on reviews on Walmart's website, you're going to want to try these. One reviewer wrote, "They are absolutely delicious. I wish the M&M's company would make them more than once a year." Another review simply said, "Husband ate the whole bag." Be sure to grab a bag soon, since M&M's are only available for a limited time. And all these other updates were past time, so I wasn't going to read what they said. They're basically last year's update and then the year before that's update kind of deal. So in present time, while we wait to hear back from the brand representatives on all the details, here's everything we know so far. The candy seemed to have a white chocolate base and coated with pink and white candy. The big question on our minds is how they are incorporating the graham cracker crust flavor, which I'm assuming is the inside. New and limited edition M&M's are often exclusive to one chain stores like Target or Walmart. In this case, the bag was in fact found at Walmart. However, where you can find these babies is yet to be officially announced. The packaging looks vaguely Valentine-themed, so the purchase window for these could be as long as February or March. If you have any other tips or have seen these treats on the shelf at the grocery store, let us know. Yeah, I don't know. Eating cheesecake.
You're not too much for
sweets. Kind of cool.
You're not so much into the sweets anyway. But yeah, I think Maddie and I would enjoy them also because, well, Madison loves cheesecake, so it doesn't sound like a bad thing to me. But people seem to be going nuts over it, all the reviews that they do have. Well, I'll quickly do the next one because we'll get to the point of it. We're running low on time. It's from CNN. A man attacked a McDonald's employee over a straw she fought back. It's all over. It's going viral. If you haven't seen it, you missed
yeah.
out. Go check it out. It'll be easy to find. A new plastic straw law had unexpected consequences when a man lashed out at a worker at a fast food place. The Florida man had just gotten his order Monday evening at McDonald's in St. Petersburg, Florida. He got upset when there weren't any plastic straws out of the condiment station, and he walked back to the counter and got in a heated argument with an employee. It was a girl who just had a baby, by the way. I found that out about the straws. Then the video shows him reaching over the counter and grabbing the employee. So she fought. Basically, she fought back, and she had every right to. The guy
she
was
fought
the homeless. Light. It was a homeless.
She fought.
But it's a homeless man.
That's the video.
Did you see it?
Yeah, I watched.
Did
it.
You see it? Oh,
over and over and over again. It's
isn't it
not.
Crazy? Well, good for her. It's sad he's homeless. Maybe he's mentally ill or something. There's that possibility.
And he goes and reports it later that he got assaulted, and the cops already heard about the case, and so he basically that's how he caught himself.
Well, that's funny. That's good stuff. But anyway, that's that story, and I got nothing more to add, and I'm going to say goodbye, everybody. This is Chef Sean. We celebrate food with you.
Yeah, man. Ciao. Happy New Year.
We hope all of our culinary food fun has you soul satisfied. Until next time, with a few laughs delivered with a feel-good guarantee. Or this one is free on us. Food Fun Nation Radio. We celebrate food with you.
I won't guess where bulletproof vest. Don't smoke Buddha, can't stand that.